another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It happens very early every Saturday morning in the suburban outskirts of Midland City. Along the route the winged warrior takes from his suburban home to Midland City Hall, thousands of residents awaken quite early and, leaving their beds, go directly to their basements or other suitable shelter.
Good morning, Gladys.
Good morning, Henry.
He's a little late this morning.
Yeah, he must have overslept or something. You want some coffee?
Yeah, I'll take a little.
How about some toast? You want some toast?
Nah, I'll eat after it happens.
Okay, here's your coffee.
Otherwise, I get terrible indigestion.
I think it's happening, Henry.
Yeah, safety belt on.
Safety belt on. How's the coffee?
Goggles secure. It's a little strong.
Goggles secure. You want some sugar?
Shut the doors fast and give me another lump.
You want some more cream, too?
Yeah, give me a couple drops.
How does it taste now?
Tastes much better now, thanks.
Remember, I love you, Henry.
I love you too, man.
Benton?
Yes, Miss Mother.
Benton, don't you think you're pushing the chicken coupe a little hard this morning?
I'm late for the office,
Mother. Benton?
What, Mother?
Why are you going in reverse?
Mother?
Yes?
When you back out of the garage at 250 miles an hour, it's pretty hard to turn around.
Oh,
anyway, this isn't fast, Mother. If I was driving in forward gear, I could do 350 miles easy.
Benton?
What?
Don't forget to leave Grandma off at the supermarket.
Okay, maybe you better get rid of her now.
Right. All set, Grandma?
Let her rip.
Okay, Benton. Eject your seat contact on the count of three.
Roger.
3, 2, 1, contact.
So long, Grandma.
Meanwhile, back in that suburban outskirts of Midland City.
Okay, Gladys, you can come out now.
Is everything all right, Henry?
I think so. The house is still standing there.
Oh, good.
Hey, Gladys?
Yeah?
Wasn't the Renfrew's house facing the other way?
Yeah, it used to face the Kravitz house.
Gladys?
Yeah?
I know what's different.
Yeah?
The Kravitz house ain't there anymore.
Gee, that worked out pretty swell for them.
Why?
They wanted to move anyway.
Well, just another example of how exciting a weekend can be in suburbia. It is certainly to be hoped that Grandmother's trajectory was such that she landed in that supermarket feet first.